The first wail of the infant was so penetrating that the two couples outside the birthing room of midwife Cora Banks gasped in unison. James and Jennifer Wright's eyes lit up with joy. Relief and resignation formed the expression on the faces of Rose and Martin Ryan, whose 17-year-old daughter had just given birth. The couples only knew each other as the Smiths and the Joneses. Neither one had any desire to know the true identity of the other. A full 15 minutes later, they were still waiting anxiously to see the newborn child. It was a sleepy 7-pound girl with strands of curling black ringlets that contrasted with her fair complexion. When her eyes blinked open, they were large and deep brown. As Jennifer Wright reached out to take her, the midwife smiled. "I think we have a little business to complete," she suggested. James Wright opened the small valise he was carrying.
$60,000, he said. "Count it."
The mother of the baby who had just been born had been described to them as a 17-year-old high school senior who had gotten pregnant the night of the senior prom. That fact had been hidden from everyone. Her parents told family and friends that she was too young to go away to college and would be working for her aunt in her dress shop in Milwaukee. The 18-year-old boy, who was the father, had gone on to college, never knowing about the pregnancy.
$40,000 for the college education of the young mother,
Cora announced as she counted the money and handed that amount to the young mother's parents, her thick arm still holding tightly to the baby. She did not add that the remaining $20,000 was for her service in delivering the baby. The grandparents of the newborn accepted the money in silence. Jennifer Wright reached out her yearning arms and whispered, "I'm so happy." Cora said,
"I'll have the birth registered in your names."
Her smile was mirthless and did nothing to enhance her plain, round-cheeked face. Although she was only age 40, her expression made her seem at least 10 years older. She turned to the young mother's parents.
"Let her sleep for another few hours, then take her home."
In the birthing room, the 17-year-old struggled to shake off the sedation that had been administered liberally. Her breasts felt as though they were swelling from the impact of holding her baby those first few moments after the birth.
"I want her. I want her," were the words screaming from her soul. "Don't give my baby away. I'll find a way to take care of her."
2 hours later, curled up on the back seat of the family car, she was taken to a nearby motel. The next morning, she was alone on a plane on her way back to Milwaukee.